SB Nation AM continues now on SB Nation Radio. Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, it's the good, the bad, and the dumb for a Monday, the holiday week. It's full of good cheer. Let's get the good.
The good? You know what the good of the day is?
What?
It was reported, I want to say Friday, almost like an NBA Friday news dump. I'm excited about this. The idea of having an in-season tournament.
Yeah, I saw this too. At first, my first reaction was, quirky. But then I thought, nah, the NBA does need something like this.
Yeah, it does.
They need something like this. They need something to spice up the season.
Where I'm all 30 teams are involved. And
yeah.
I mean, I don't care about the, you know, everyone's emphasizing like, each player gets $1 million if they win. I don't really care.
I don't care. Spice up the regular season a little bit. Throw this in there. I think it's a good idea.
I do too. You know, maybe make it worth something, like, you know, a higher seating or playoff seating or something. I don't know. You make it where, because for some of these players, like a LeBron James or an Anthony Davis or, you know, Paul George, Kawhi Leonard, they don't care if they get $1 million at the end of it. They don't care.
Well, I think the biggest problem with the NBA is that when you buy a ticket to see a game, because another team is coming and it's kind of exciting, it's kind of a good matchup, there's just no guarantee anymore that you're going to see who you want to see. And I think this allows a little bit of that, like a little bit more of the percentage is ticked more higher when you buy a ticket to these kind of games, that you will see the better players, you will see the star players come out. Maybe you won't. I mean, maybe there's teams that are like, we don't really care about this. But the percentage goes up. You have a better chance with this kind of scenario than a regular Tuesday night in Atlanta when Toronto comes to town or LA Clippers come to town. Better example, right? You want to see the better players. If you get tickets to games like this, you have a better chance of seeing.
Yeah.
And it also, look, we do this in baseball a lot where you don't want to get, during the regular season, everyone's trying to recreate what the NFL has, which is it's October and you lose and it's kind of a big deal. But in baseball, it doesn't feel that way. You can go to a ball game on Tuesday in July and lose, and it's no big deal. And basketball is getting to be the same way, and hockey's the same way. It's okay to have a big postseason where you have 8 teams in each conference, but it does diminish your regular season a little bit, and this could bring a little spark to it. If in a couple of years we do this and it's like, this isn't working, okay, but at least it's worth a shot. It's worth a try. Spruce it up a little bit. I like it. I agree with you. I think this is a good.
Yeah, I mean, it makes it exciting.
Does make it exciting.
Yeah. I do have a bonus good because I only heard this soundbite today, this morning, but I liked it. Okay.
Good. So,
I got to play it. Well, before I do, I got to set the premise. This is Larry Fitzgerald post game, okay?
Okay.
Can we get some professionalism here, please? You okay? You okay? You ready? What was the question again?
Now, the context behind this is that he's answering a reporter's question. A cell phone goes off. He's in a little reporter pool. Can you guess who that cell phone belonged to?
Kyler Murray.
No, his father.
Oh, his father. Oh, right. That's right. His father's a reporter.
His father's a reporter.
That's right. I forgot about that. So, yeah, his father covered him in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. So that's then he turns to his father and go, hey, can we get a little professionalism in here?
That's please? Right. Very good. Well done.
And then asking his father, are you ready? Are you good? I don't know why. I just found that so entertaining.
That's really good. That's really good. I forgot his father was a reporter. Yeah. I remember they made that big deal. It was a big deal at the Super Bowl.
We had his father on.
A decade ago. Did we?
Yeah. We haven't had him on.
Learn what show you're working on before throw out those kind of big, big proclamations.
No, I routinely try to work on him because he covers the Vikings. And so he was unable to do it the day when we were back at the beginning of the season when we were covering
the Vikings. That's right. That's right.
So I'll get him on for when the Vikings are in the playoffs.
I like that. That was really funny. That's really good.
Yeah. I mean, are you just... And you know what's kind of sad is there's been a lot of little videos lately about Larry Fitzgerald and his shenanigans. And you can go on Twitter and you can see like different things he's done on the sideline. Like he, you know, routinely messes with reporters or messes with his coaches on the sidelines in fun spirit. And it feels like, okay, are we ready to say goodbye?
I don't know. You know what my problem with Larry Fitzgerald is, and I hate to admit this. I don't live in an area. I've never lived in an area where I see him consistently.
Right.
And I don't watch Arizona. They're not on national TV a lot.
No, they're not.
And so I want to have this big nostalgic feeling for the game of Larry Fitzgerald. But I'll be honest with you, most of his career for me is just highlights.
Right. No,
With occasional postseason runs that he's made. I've watched him on like they had the Thursday night game against the Niners. I watched a lot of that, but not a ton of it. You know, not all of it. And I feel bad because he's such an amazingly talented player.
Well, here's my question.
He almost took a Super Bowl away from Pittsburgh.
Yeah, here's my question to you. Is he Dan Marino?
Ooh, good question. Yeah. Yeah. Dan Marino's no, yes and no. That's a very, very good question. Yes and no. Because with Marino got to the Super Bowl immediately, and everybody said he's going to be in many more of these.
Okay, right? Yeah.
But nobody really said that about Larry Fitzgerald, because you have to have the right quarterback and you have to have the right situation. I mean, they felt like maybe, you know, Kurt Warner wasn't like a, you know, he wasn't a spring chicken when he led them the you know, that one time. But it wasn't, he can't have the same impact as Marino did. Right. Because Marino was throwing for like 48 touchdowns in a time where you could just bury the quarterback into the ground with a shovel and nobody was going to throw a flag. But people still felt like that young man. Oh, boy, he's one of the best, but he'll be around for many, many years to come. And he never showed up again with Larry Fitzgerald. That's a good one. It's yes, but yet no at the same time, because I thought the Cardinals would be back.
Yeah,
after Super Bowl 43.
Yeah, I thought they had a really good team.
And they were Carson Palmer-led teams that were really good. Remember those teams? Yep. that they were really good? And you thought, man, when they get to the playoffs, they'll be a threat. They were good offensively and defensively, and they didn't get over the hump. So, but yeah, that's a good one. That's a really good. All right, so what's the bad?
The bad of the day. We've been talking about him quite a bit this morning, Jameis Winston.
Yeah.
And here's a little something maybe you didn't catch on or didn't know. Jameis Winston has a chance to be in the 30-30 club.
30 touchdowns, 30 interceptions.
Yep.
Wow. Golly. That's why I made that joke. Your touchdown to interception ratio shouldn't be 1-1.
Right. Well, right now he has 30 touchdowns. He has 28 interceptions.
28 interceptions, right? It's very close.
I mean, and you, who the Buccaneers playing against? They're playing against
Atlanta.
Good. Atlanta.
Yep.
And with a surging defense right now, right?
Right.
Can we guarantee two interceptions in this game?
He'll throw an interception to us. Okay? If you and I weren't out there just to, like, goof around, he'd throw a pick to us. He's throwing picks to everybody.
The Falcons are supposed to have a really good defense. I mean, yeah, they're behind defensive guru, and they've been playing a lot better. I'm going to assume they're going to get it. I almost want to say that could be, like, even money.
It could be.
In Vegas.
30 interceptions. Jeez.
Well, yeah.
30 picks.
Wasn't it touchdowns. Saturday, his first two passes were interceptions?
Yes. Well, yeah. I think his first one was in return for a touchdown. I missed the first part of that game. Standing in line, holiday shopping. Right? But when I got home, I found out he threw a pick for a pick for a score immediately. Immediately. And I knew, too, because I was in the store and I was on Twitter, and Frank Schwab, our friend from Yahoo Sports, was already going, when he's good, he's good. But when he's bad, he is awful. And I was like, oh, there he goes. He must have thrown picks already.
If you were ever to come up with a nickname for him, it would have to be Jekyll and Hyde.
Oh, no kidding. No kidding.
Because, I mean, he's polar opposites. I mean, he's one extreme to the other extreme.
Because when he's good, he's really good. He'll throw 450, four touchdowns.
Oh, he's amazing.
Laser beams. He's fantastic.
Even in that game.
He's fantastic.
Even in that game against the Texans, there were a couple throws where you look at it like, okay, you know what? There is something there.
He's the big gamble, man. He's the big gamble. And we talked about, here's the other thing, though. We talk about guys like Favre who would gunslinger, throw picks. But Favre was winning. He had his team in the Super Bowl. He had his team in the playoffs. He had his team as one of the best teams in the NFL. Winston's not doing that. So you can get a little bit of a gunslinger. I'll throw some picks, but I'll throw some touchdowns mentality. The problem with Winston is he doesn't win, Right? No. When he doesn't win, he's not winning enough games. He's not putting the Bucks in the Super Bowl or the playoffs to even warrant the kind of excusability that you, that's not a word, but I just made
it is
up.
Now.
That you give a quarterback when they do those kind of things. If he was if he was 12-4, right, at the end of this season, you'd be like, all right, the good comes with the bad, but the good outweighs because they're in the playoffs as the number two seed. That's not the case. So you're right. All right, so then what's the dumb today?
The dumb of the day is if you're all in front of Twitter, you probably have seen this video. If not, just search it, Skip Bayless.
Oh, yeah, I did see that. Okay. I saw it this morning.
Yeah, all right, the Skip Bayless video is going viral. Obviously, he's been a huge Cowboys fan, and this video shows him being fed up by throwing Ezekiel Elliott jersey into the garbage and then throwing his hat into the garbage. And you could totally tell this whole thing is staged. This is just fake from top to bottom. And, you know, the Clickmaster is at it again. I'm not really pointing that part out. I'm pointing out the kitchen setup.
Oh, Cole, okay. Yes. Follow through with this, Mr. Culver.
At the end of his counter is the microwave. All right? But it's below counter level.
His microwave is below like you have to bend down for the microwave? That's ridiculous.
And the trash can he's throwing things away in is sitting in front of the microwave.
That's, oh my God.
So now you're going to have to look at it again to look at it and go, wait, what is going on here?
You're a regular Gaines, Joanna Gaines, knowing the design of the...
It's really annoying.
I didn't even pick up on that. I saw the video and did not once pick up on that. Well done.
But look, I mean, I don't, first of all, I don't, I mean, is that a normal thing to do to put your microwave below counter level?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. That might be a new reach thing people are doing, but I don't think so.
Because that was the first thing that came across me. Was like, I mean, that is, why would you do that? That looks so inconvenient.
That might be something now where you're like, you know, you walk in, you're like, I know they have money. Their microwave is below counter level. Where us poor people have it above our stove or off to the side. Like us people who are flat broke, we have to reach up to the microwave, but the rich, they have to go below the counter.
Yeah.
That's how you know they got money.
And on top of that, I mean, he has the smallest trash can possible.
Yes, I know. I noticed that.
And it literally, and he had, that's why, you know, like, this is just a stupid setup because if that is your trash can, Skip Bayless, why do you have it sitting in front of your microwave?
Exactly.
So,
you like going out to the corner there, Skip, emptying the trash?
That's like every 5 seconds.
Every 5 seconds, exactly. You don't want that. All right, well, there you go. The good, the bad, the dumb. Well done. Well done with the observation. That's good. It's Tony D, Ron Culver. It's SB Nation AM.